In the beginning, well, I didn't know. As time passed on, still didn't know, didn't know. But this time, I'm gonna try it my way. I'm gonna live like my way. This time, I'm gonna try it my way. I'm gonna live like my way. Well, I didn't know. Just couldn't see. The memories of past failures, like a shadow haunting me.
Fall. You're listening to Area 54.
54. Band's from the UK named Nightmares on Wax.
Mm, I've heard of those guys.
Well, yeah, we've been playing them for years on Area 54.
We went back decades. In time on this one, though.
Yeah. Smoker's Delight, got this one off of their, I don't know what year this album was. This was in the 90s, was it?
I think it was 94, 95, one of those years.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, Bless My Soul. Kind of fun to bring their stuff back, even though they got a brand new album out. And they're currently on tour coming to our area as well.
Yeah, they're going
to
be here in June.
Yep, that should be pretty cool. Nightmares on Wax. We're not going to miss that one. Petite Biscuit before that did a song called Sunset Lover. Off the album Presence. And Claptone, how's this album Charmer?
It's charming, isn't it?
It's just full of gems. That was a song called Dear Life's featuring Jaw, and they have a great they feature two or three vocalists that really kind of make this album great. Anyway, they were on tour for Charmer a few years ago, played at What the Festival, and heard it was a great show. Moon Boots, for that, did a song called The Life Aquatic. That was the radio edit. And then Yumi Zuma, the song called Barricade, as a matter of fact, off the album Yon Kala. Start off the whole set with DJ Shadow. The song's called This Time I'm Gonna Try It My Way. It's off of his album Reconstructed. And you know, DJ Shadow, everything he ever does is reconstructed.
Yeah, well, this is the best of DJ Shadow, right?
So it's reconstructed again.
I think he was reconstructing more music back in the day. I do like his older stuff better than where he's going lately.
I mean,
he was a little more, I felt he was pretty unique at the time, you know, and he was doing a lot of it live.
Yeah.
The sampling, and it's just pretty amazing. So, you know, maybe I think the technology caught up with him and a lot of artists caught up with his techniques and stuff. So,
well, his techniques were so unique and so hard to do and learn that it's probably a full-time job just to keep up with that.
I think he also had a knack of finding really cool samples.
Yep, so, no doubt.
And I think that's, you know, nowadays, I mean, finding samples on vinyl, a lot harder to do.
Yep.
Than back, you know, this was like 20 years ago. When did he break out? Like 96 or something?
Yeah, I mean, he was a garage sale shopper for a long time. Now it's, I don't know. I guess
he's from like Davis, California. I mean, like, they might have had a Tower of Records there back in the day.
Yeah.
Maybe he had to go to Sacramento to go shop for records.
He probably got him at the Goodwill.
Oh, yeah. Well, we play lots of Goodwill music here, too.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. All right, got more queued up for you here. We're going to go with the song from Alex Cameron called Happy Ending. It's Tim Mike with you.